between east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
Okay. What would you call rain that's not very hard, it's just a few drops?
Sprinkle.
Okay, anything else? All right, how about a heavy white mist that comes out of the river and you can't see through it?
Fog.
And what would you call that kind of a day?
Foggy day.
Mm-hmm. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you'd say we're having a...
drought.
How long do you have to be a drought?
2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Was it as bad here, by the way, as it was in Georgia?
It was for a while,
yeah. Months, I think, with only about one rain. If the wind had been very gentle and is gradually getting stronger, it's doing what?
It's getting heavier.
Okay. And if it has been very strong and is getting more gentle, it's doing what?
Getting lighter.
Mm-hmm. On a morning like today, only not quite as cold as today, if you went outside and you felt good, but you needed a sweater, you'd say it's what kind of day?
Nice day.
Well, describing the temperature, you wouldn't say it's a warm day, you'd say it's
chilly.
Mm-hmm. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say we had a...
killing frost.
Okay. Is there anything any worse than a frost?
Hard freeze.
Mm-hmm. And if it was so cold last night that the lake did what, if it got hard?
Froze over.
Suppose there were just a little bit of ice around the edges. No term for that? Okay. Mm-hmm. If it gets much colder tonight, the lake might...
freeze.
And it had already...
frozen.
Uh-huh. How was this house heated, this first one of yours?
We had a furnace. Furnace.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever live in a house with a fireplace?
We had fireplaces.
Oh, you had those too?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you burn?
Coal.
Ever burn wood?
No, we didn't burn wood, we burned coal.
Did your grandmother burn wood?
Mm-mm, they burn coal.
Oh, everybody burns coal around here. Mm.
Well, coal mines close.
I see. Maybe you'll know some of these anyway. The smoke goes up through the
chimney.
What do you call the open place in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you would lay wood across, if you used wood?
The dogs, the fire dogs.
Yeah, uh-huh. And the shelf up above the fireplace?
The mantle.
And how about a big round piece of wood you might put in the back that would burn a long time?
That's the big piece of wood, but I've forgotten what it is.
Would you call it a back stick or a back log?
Back log.
All right. And how about little pieces of wood to start?
Kindling.
Did you ever call it light wood or lightered?
Mm-mm.
All right. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney is?
Soot.
And the things that are left after the fire burn?
Ashes.
What color are they?
Gray.
Suppose they were this color, what color would they be?
White.
Mm-hmm. And what are you sitting in?
Chair.
And what would you call a piece of furniture that's 2 or 3 times as big as a chair?
A bed.
A sofa. Is there another term for sofa?
Couch.
Any other? An old term?
Davenport.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the term davenette?
Davenette for a...
No, davenette for a sofa.
No,
you never heard that.
Okay. Davenport I heard, mm-hmm. But not davenette.
Okay. How about a piece of furniture in the bedroom with drawers to put clothes in?
Chest of drawers.
Anything else?
Dresser.
What's the difference?
A dresser has a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Fine. This is going fast, if you can tell. And a general name for tables and chairs and all that.
Furniture.
Things that you pull down at the window are...
shades.
Yeah, and how about the ones with the little slats that you open and close?
Blinds.
Mm-hmm. Little room off the bedroom to hang your clothes in.
Closet.
And if you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
A shuffle robe.
Ah, does that have drawers and...
it has drawers and a place to hang your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And most times a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called anything else?
Besides a shuffle robe.
A wardrobe?
Wardrobe, yes.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about an armor or a clothes press?
No.
All right. The room at the top of the house, just under the roof, above the ceiling.
The attic.
And did you ever see a kitchen that was not connected to the house?
No.
Okay. How about the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods?
Pantry.
And what would you call a lot of old, worthless things that you're about to...